LANYAP, a little something extra. A feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis. Joining me today, Aaron Stokes with the Downtown Cinema, which I have just learned about. Apparently, this is your second month going throughout the summer, but a public showing of an outdoor theater kind of event going on in downtown Monroe. Welcome to LANYAP, Aaron.
It's great to be here. Thank you, Jay.
I would say welcome back because I know that you've been here a lot through CASA and the Center for Children and Families. Mm-hmm. Tell me, how did this event get started?
Well, there is a church group. It's called the Portico Church, and we really believe in the potential of downtown Monroe. We have such a great downtown area. It has a lot of unique aspects, and we wanted to build up that area and support gallery owners and such. And so we thought, what would get people downtown during the summer? And an outdoor movie just seemed like something that we thought people would be interested in coming to see. And so it's completely volunteer-based. We work with other vendors and CODA, people that are already downtown to put this on so that we get the Monroe and West Monroe community realizing that we have something great in downtown Monroe, and this is just one of the great things offered.
So the first event was last month, the month of June.
That's right.
And you did Back to the Future.
Yes, we had Back to the Future, and it was actually at a different location than it's going to be this month. But we had about 200 people show up to see the movie and to hear the live band that performed last month. And so it was really crowded. And so
where was it? Where was it?
It was on South Grand, 128 South Grand Street, in between two galleries.
Okay.
It was a beautiful place to have it. But if you're listening and you were there last month, it was crowded. So we moved it now to the corner of Jackson Street and Desired, which is a small green space, sometimes known as a park. But there's so much more room there that people will be able to spread out, bring a picnic blanket, bring a chair, sit out with their families, and not be so crowded. And hopefully it'll be cooler as well.
And I admit, even being familiar with downtown Monroe, I had to go look up a map online and say, okay, where exactly is that? But it's with the flower sculptures. People will know that just down from St. Matt's, I think next to the old Palace building.
Yes, it's right next door to the old Palace building. And for people that may not even know what that is, the Water Tower building.
Yes.
Right next to that. So if you just go down Desired, you will see the green space. You will not miss the large screen. We'll have banners and lots of things out there, so you can't miss us.
There should be plenty of parking over across Desired.
Yes, there's parking on 2nd Street. There's parking towards the Vantage building. There's parking down Jackson. There's lots of parking in that area. I don't think that'll be a problem for anyone.
And you said you're going with a front projection screen, but on kind of its own stage, building up a little bit. It's a little bit bigger deal this month.
Right. Last month we did rear projection, but this month it's going to be projected from the front. And so it's going to start. The screen is about 14 feet high before it even begins. So it's about 12 by 16, 14 feet off the ground. So you can imagine it's a really large screen. And anybody will be able to see it. We had people sitting across the street from the location last month that were still watching the film because you could see it. So this is a really big event. Like, we don't want to do things small scale. We want to do it right. And so this is like going to a real drive-in movie.
I was going to say, that's what it reminds me of, is the days of the old giant screen drive-in movie. There's also an event, a kind of a warm-up event, that the rock band tournament.
That's right. Last month we had a live band perform, and there was great support for that. And so we decided every month we want to have some form of live entertainment. And this month we decided to do a rock band tournament. And rock band is a video game, and a lot of people are really into rock band. There's several instruments that you play, and you can sing, be the lead singer of this song. And we want people to come, and at 7 o'clock you will register as a band to play in the tournament. You must have at least 4 people to participate, so you have a full band. And then the rock band tournament will start at 7:30. And we just think it'll be a lot of fun because the crowd will help decide who wins. There will be a prize awarded to the best band. We're also going to be giving out a prize for the best dressed. Last month, we were surprised to see that people dressed up like Back to the Future.
I bet that was fun to see.
It was great to see. People had on their 80s attire, and they came, and we were surprised to see that. And so we encouraged that and said, you know, this month, if you've seen The Goonies, if you want to dress up like a character from The Goonies, there will be a prize awarded to the best dressed.
So that's its own its own competition.
That's
outside
right.
of
it's
not a video
game.
But I have seen lots of different people who've gotten together in different venues to play the video games on the giant screen.
Yes.
And it's a lot of fun.
It's really popular now, and so we're hoping people will come out, even if just for that. If that's all you can come for, come out and just participate in that. You can go out and have dinner afterwards, whatever you want to do. But this is a come and go kind of event. Like you are welcome to walk up, participate as long as you'd like to, leave. You don't have to stay for the whole movie. It's free. So you're welcome to do whatever you'd like.
I'm talking with Aaron Stokes with the Downtown Cinema coming up this Saturday evening, 7:30. They are showing The Goonies on the giant screen. Tell me about the choice for The Goonies for this. Last month was Back to the Future, and this month is Goonies.
Right. We don't necessarily have a theme going, but we did pick Back to the Future for the last event just because we thought children could see it. The young adults would still remember Back to the Future, and it had a great response. And so we decided to let the people who attended the last Downtown Cinema vote on the next movie.
So you had like a ballot.
We did. There was a list of potential movies, and then there was a ballot. People could vote, and we had about 200 people vote, and Goonies won by a landslide. So Goonies it is, and we will be showing that this month. And so if you want to maybe choose the next movie for August, there will be a voting ballot available. We've got a list of about 10 movies that we can buy the rights to show, and we'd love to see what people want us to show.
So it also creates a little bit of buy-in, is when you come this month, you get to have a voice in choosing the one for next month.
Yes.
Well, tell me, how are the, if somebody wants to get more involved, if somebody wants to be able to help out with this, either for this week or looking at, because you have dates planned throughout mm-hmm. the rest of the summer.
Right.
What do they do?
Well, we have a website, thedowntowncinema.com, that has just our basic information, and I believe there's a contact number on there, 376-3953. But again, that's at thedowntowncinema.com. There's also some email addresses that you can contact people, contact the volunteers who are participating in this event, and we would love for you to get involved. I know, like I mentioned, Coda, the restaurant downtown, is doing a 2-for-1 burger special and to-go boxes for people that want to take food and walk down and have dinner, which Coda Burgers are fantastic, so we think that's a great deal. Maggie Moo's is going to be selling ice cream because they wanted to bring their ice cream stand out and support us in that way. So there are lots of opportunities. It doesn't have to just be an individual. If an organization or a restaurant wants to get involved, we would love to hear about your ideas.
And you have a couple more dates planned throughout the rest of the summer, too.
Yes, it's going to be the last Saturday of August and last Saturday of September, which I believe is the 29th of August and the 26th of September. And so keep up with us at thedowntowncinema.com. You can see our yard signs out, and 376-3953 if you need more information.
So coming up Saturday night, registration for the Rock Band Tourney starts at 7, and then the competition starts with 7:30. The movie starting?
Right at dark.
Right mm-hmm. at dark. So coming up, the Downtown Cinema, Saturday night at the corner of Jackson Street and Desired. Aaron Stokes, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.